Binyan HaBen during the year. So let's say the Binyan HaBen, the 31st day, falls out on Shabbat, Friday night. Obviously, you cannot make a Binyan on Shabbat. You cannot make the Skinyan, giving coins to the Kohen. In such a case, the option is to do it on Motzei Shabbat. Although some of the poskim discuss doing a pinyon in such a case on a Friday with a delayed reaction on the condition. You give the Kohen the coins on Friday, on day 30, in order that the pinyon should be activated on Shabbat. The Turma Tradition talks about it, the Marshal talks about it. The Maaseh, we're not nohek to make this type of pinyon, but we give the coins early for it to be activated at a later time. Therefore, the pinyon is done on Motzei Shabbat or on Sunday during the day. The same thing would apply to pinyon that falls the 31st day on Yom Tov. Whether it's Yom Tov Rishon or Yom Tov Sheni, we do not do pinyon on those days. So we will push it off until Motzei Yom Tov. That being said, the halakha has a big discussion. Can you make a pinyon on Chol HaMoed? The discussion is, if you call a pinyon, the party, a simcha, and ma'arvim simcha b'simcha, you're not supposed to mix two simchot together, the simcha pinyon with the simcha of Chol HaMoed. Halakha l'maaseh, however, the Rama brings two opinions. We hold like the second opinion that says it's okay to make a pinyon ben, even shelo b'zmana, on Chol HaMoed, because ultimately it's not in the category of a simcha. We do not say the beracha hashem simcha b'mono, and therefore it's okay to make a pinyon even out of its time on Chol HaMoed. A pinyon that falls out on a fast day. Some fast days begin in the day, like Asarah B'Tevet, Tzom Gedaliah, Ta'anit Esther, etc., Shavuot Asar B'Tammuz. So in these cases, it's no problem to make the pinyon at the night before, like our custom. Certain taniyot would be like Tisha B'Av, which is in the day. You cannot make the pinyon and the seuda, obviously, at night, the night of Tisha B'Av, you're fasting. So the halakha says that the option would be to make the pinyon at the end of the day, and then make the seuda following Tisha B'Av. So you, at least you do the pinyon on the right day. You're just giving coins to the Kohen, and you make the seuda with the gefen and all that following the ta'anit. A pinyon on Sukkot, halakha says, of course you could do it, but you'd have to make sure to have the seuda in the sukkah. What other days will we have a pinyon? Obviously we cannot have a pinyon on Yamim Tovim, we said, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. In those cases, the pinyon would be pushed off until after Yemei Sfira. So during the Sfira, it's permissible to make a pinyon, and the Abi Aben is able to shave, just like he'd be able to shave and take a haircut if there was a Brit Milah. Of course, not according to the Mekubalim, but according to the Pshat, a pinyon would be permissible, and music would be permissible as well at a pidyon during Yemei HaSefira. Bin HaMitzarim, same thing would apply. It would be permissible during the Bin HaMitzarim in order to have a pidyon, and it would be permissible also to have music during the Bin HaMitzarim in order to celebrate the pidyon. Furthermore, during the 9 days, it would be permissible to even have meat at a pidyon. However, during Shavua Shechalbo, only 10 people should sit down for the Seuda of the meat. But again, it would be permissible to make pinyon during Sefira, during Bnei Mitzarim, even the Shavua Shechalbo.